Pulse.
Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Well, everyone in racing knows the name Jeff Lane, who was a champion jockey, not just here in Victoria, but around Australia and the world. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2013. And the racing family is a family that helps others out in need. And Jeff Lane's daughters need help today because his daughter, Natasha, is in a terrible way over in the States. And Samantha, her sister, joins us to tell everyone what the situation is and why they need some help. Samantha, I appreciate your time this morning. You reached out to me a couple of days ago, and I know it's hard for you to talk about this, but anything that we can do to help will no doubt be greatly received. How are you, and how is Natasha?
We're hanging in there. I mean, it's been a pretty big shock to the family due to Natasha only being the age of 45. And things like this, with what I'm about to say, doesn't normally happen to people of that age. But we do need help. It's very hard for us to ask for help, but we are very appreciative of absolutely anything, or just even getting the word out there like you're doing currently.
So what is the situation with Natasha? What's occurred in the States?
The situation is middle of October. She suffered a massive heart attack while driving, and she had to rely on her little boy, who was 6, to call 911. Unfortunately, due that time, she went for oxygen without oxygen for 18 minutes, and therefore suffered what they call an anoxic brain injury, which is something that she will probably never recover from. So she's in a vegetative state at the moment in hospital in Mississippi in the States. Unfortunately, Natasha had no insurance. So her medical bills are already surpassed US $2
million. $2 million.
Yes. So we just need as much help as we can, because obviously we're not in a position to be able to pay those bills without help of people, etc. She's on a ventilator. She's got what they call a track and peg in her. So the peg is the feeding tube, which she'll have in for the rest of her life, and also the track, which is the little tube which goes into your throat, which helps with her breathing, etc.
And she's a single mum, and you mentioned her little boy is 6 years of age. Is that right, Dash?
Yes, correct. Yep, Dash. He's being looked after by the ex-husband currently, and it's very daunting for him because he was the one who actually had to obviously call 911 on behalf of his mum. So he's been pretty traumatised as well, seeing his mum go through this. Yeah.
It's a shocking situation for everyone involved, the whole family, and $2 million in medical expenses already over there. So, Natasha, Samantha, sorry, what are you asking? What would you like people to do to help?
Well, we'd be grateful for any donations, whatever size, even if it's $5, $10, $20, etc. Anything helps. It will go towards paying her medical bills, and obviously she needs long-term facilities. Care now, so we're in the midst of trying to organise that, which is quite hard because she has specific needs and there's not many facilities in the state of Mississippi that can take her needs. I think out of 240, there's only 10 available. So in that respect, it's basically playing a waiting game to see if she can get in as well.
Anyone out there that can spare whatever it is, jump on the GoFundMe page, which has been set up for Natasha. We'll tweet that out. We'll put it on the RSN website as well, and you can find that on the GoFundMe page. We'll put a link up as well. So you're aiming to raise upwards of $300,000. So anyone in the racing industry that can help the daughter of Hall of Fame jockey Jeff Lane, who is currently over in the States in a vegetative state at the moment, and it's got a little 6-year-old boy, I'm sure it will be greatly received. Samantha, it's such a tough time for you and the whole family.
Yeah.
We'll continue to try and support and push the message out as much as we can, but wish you all the best in this terrible time.
Thanks, Michael, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to have a chat and sort of get it out there as well. Very much grateful on behalf of Mum and my brother as well. Thank you.